Today's shiur Masechta Be'ei Daf Lamed Hey. We will begin on Daf Lamed Hey. I'm an aleph right on top of the Amid. The Gemara in our previous shiur in Daf Lamed Daled had a discussion that we know the importance, the chshivas of Achila Shabbos, because the pasuk says the cross of Shabbos Einig. The Shabbos meals have a special significance, and therefore produce that's eaten on Shabbos, even if under normal circumstances, it would not yet be considered mechuyev and trumas lemaisas kavas lemaisa. Shabbos has the ability to make the food choshev, that it's mechuyev, that all food that eaten on Shabbos, we have to take off trumas lemaisas. The Gemara attempted to bring a raya to what would be the halacha if somebody used food that wanted have food for Shabbos, and now it's after Shabbos, is that food, which is really not completely processed already, considered tchoyiv and trumas amaisrus? Or since it's after Shabbos, of course, we would not, as we just described, be allowed to eat it without taking off trumas amaisrus, but maybe after Shabbos, that food, since it's not nigma malachtai, the loch is that food may be eaten, even though trumas amaisrus were not taken off. And the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from our Mishnah. But then the Gemara said, our Mishnah is not a raya, because our Mishnah is referring to a situation that we specifically designated those foods to be eaten on Shabbos and Yontif. And since we designated those foods to be eaten on Shabbos and Yontif, that's why after Shabbos they may not be eaten. After Shabbos they may not be eaten, unless as the case of our Mishnah, that it's a Shemitah year. But if it wasn't specifically designated, that halacha, may not necessarily be the halacha, and the halacha would be maybe that food can be eaten after Shabbos since it was not completely processed. Says the Gemara, how can we say that food was designated just because I said I want to use that food on Shabbos? The halacha is that food that's left over can be put back to where it came from. The Shemina Leila Rabbi Lezer, and we learned that Rabbi Lezer's opinion is the kolhecha the maisri chayzer, that wherever the food could be put back to where it came from, the halacha is that loy kava, it's not mechuyev and trumas amaisrus. So why would these foods, because they were designated for Shabbos, be mechuyev and trumas amaisrus? So Gemara brings a raya. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that after I eat from these foods, what's ever left over from these foods can be put together with all the other fruit that wasn't put back, that wasn't yet completely processed. And would not be mechuyev and trumas amaisrus. Says the Gemara, where do we see that is Rabbi Lezer's opinion? The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Maisus Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimel teaches us, Hanoit L'Zeisim and Amatan. They used to have a big vessel where they put olives, that the olives should become hot and be able to be ripened and be able to be squeezed to get out the oil. So as long as they're in that maton, there's certainly not mechuyev in trumas amaisrus, because it's considered loy nigmar pri. It's not considered fully processed. The halacha is toivel achas b'melech v'eichel. If you eat one olive at a time by dipping it into the salt, that is considered an achilas aroy, and the halacha is that it's not mechuyev to take off trumas amaisrus, even though I'm dipping them. And the salt, that Allah, the Rishonim explained, that doesn't make it that it's achilas kva. And since it doesn't turn it into an achilas kva, the Allah is that afterwards, after I eat them, I could put them back. I'm not mechuyev to take off trumas amaisrus. However, v'm taval v'nosn l'fon of asara, if you took out 10 olives and you salted them, chayiv, and Yichai b'maisa, because the fact that you have all of these together, that shows that it's a chilas kva, that makes a mechuyev in Trumas and Maestras. The Chazon Ish says that it's not just that you put them all together. The Chazon Ish says what you also need to have is that it should be your intention to eat all of them. But if it is not your intention to eat all of them, says the Chazon Ish, that wouldn't, this the force you put them together and you salted them, you were not mechayiv in Maestras. It's also machlokes rishonim. When the Gemara says here that if I put them all together in a stack and I salted them together, then the mechayiv in Maestr is that a chayiv deraisa or a chayiv derabonon. The opinion of the Rambam is that it's mechayiv midrabonon. The Rashba opinion is that it's mechayiv midaraisa. The Rambam also says a chiddush that when our Gemara says that if you put it together this way and you salt them together, that it's mechuyiv in maestris midarabonon, that's only if the olives are already ripened. But if they're not ripened, the halacha would be that they're not mechuyiv in trumas and maestris. So again, says the Mishnah there, in taval nosan fun of asarav chai b'maisim. Beleza oimer, min a matan tahar, if you took him out from a maton that are tahor chayiv, then they are chayiv meiser. Because since you took them out from the maton that's tahor, you're not going to put them back because the person who took them out is tamei, and there's a concern that he's not going to put tamei diga olives back in to the tahor diga maton. Min a maton tamei, but if the maton from which they removed these olives was tamei, Potter, he doesn't have to take off from Meiser. Because Rabbi Lezen teaches now a new halacha. Since he's going to be able to put them all back, the fact that he is going to put them all back, that this is not considered an achilas kva. And since it's not considered an achilas kva, there's no chiv Meiser at this point. Vavinabo. And in trying to understand that Mishnah, we asked Mishnah Reisha or Mishnah Sefer, what's the difference when the maton is tahor versus when the maton is tamei? Vom Rabavua, and Rabavua to understand the Mishnah explained. The Reisha is talking about maton tahor, with a maton from which you took the olives out at tahor. However, the gavra, this person, is tamei, and therefore leimotze mahadalei, he can't put it back, because if he's going to put them back, he made the olives tamei when he touched them. And if you're going to put those olives back in amongst the other olives, the halacha is that all the other olives will become tameh, which of course he doesn't want to do. However, Sefer, the second part of Mishnah, is referring to a matan tameh, where the vessel where these olives are being kept are tameh, the gavra tameh, and the person is tameh. Therefore, so there's no problem that the olives are tameh, because Matzim Hadalei, there's no reason why he can't put it back. Of course, the Rishonim asked the question, if he's Tamei, why didn't the olives become Tamei immediately as he removed them from the Maton? So Rashi seems to learn that he was careful that he should not touch any of the other olives. The only olives he touched as he removed them from the maton that was tahor were the olives that he's touching. He kept his hands away, making sure nothing else should be tamei. The Tosfos seems to learn that the person took it out with a pshute kliyetz. A pshute kliyetz is a straight stick, and we've learned many times that a vessel that's made out of wood is only mekabel tuma if it has a kli kibble, if it has a receptacle. Here, we're referring to a situation where it doesn't have a receptacle, and since it doesn't have a receptacle, therefore, it's not mekabel tuma, and therefore, that wood wouldn't, even though he's tamei, he doesn't make the wood tamei, and he wouldn't make the olives tamei. Another way I sort of was trying to explain that in order for it to become tamei, it has to have a kebeya. Each olive was removed individually, and therefore, since it didn't have that shear, it wasn't mekabel tuma. And in fact, I saw the Tosfos Rid is discusses that. He says each aleph by definition is only the size of a kezayis. A kezayis is less than a kebeya. And when we speak about Tumas Eichel in the shear is always a kebeya. So he explains that when we put them together to eat together, even though each aleph is only obviously a kezayis, they all combine. So the Gemara is teaching us that if you could put the peiros back, you could put the aleves back, it's not considered an achilas kva, and therefore it's not mechuyev meiser. So the question is, going back to our Mishnah, the our Mishnah says that since he designated these fruits to be eaten on Shabbos, but why? These fruits could be put back to where they came from. Answers the Gemara, Masnisa Nami, we're going to have to explain our Mishnah speaking about a case, but Muksa Tahor, that the fruit that we're discussing in our Mishnah were Tahor, but the Gavra, the person who's taking the fruit, is Tamei, and therefore, Lematsa Meladalei. Ask the Gemara, let's understand the case of our Mishnah. The case of our Mishnah is not a case where anything was physically removed from the muksa. He just said that he's going to take that fruit. So even he didn't take it. How he didn't take it? So of course it should not be considered that he's mechuyev maisris. If Rabbi Elazar is teaching us in our Gemara that putting something back is enough that it should not be considered, the ability to put something back is enough that it should not be considered an achilas kva. Here, I don't have to put it back. It's where it was all along. And therefore, because of this question, the Gemara has a new approach to understanding everything. Our Mishnah goes back that Shabbos is koveya, that something that was designated for Shabbos makes you mechuyev a maestris, even if it was loy nigmar malachtan. And therefore, that would mean that, and that would be the case of our Mishnah. But why that indeed our Mishnah indeed is teaching us that Shabbos is kavas lemaiser, even by something which is loy nigmar malachtan. But we can't bring, but Rama Zutra, who wanted to say that that's the halacha, may not be necessarily correct. Because Rabbi Elazar Kamrit, you want to bring a rhyme from Rabbi Elazar and our Mishnah that the fact that you decided to use to eat from fruits on Shabbos, that gives it a chshivas, because otherwise, what did the Mishnah, as we spoke in the previous year, have to speak about Shemitah? Rabbi Elazar Tamei the Omer, Truma Kava, Rabbi Elazar teaches us a chiddush. The halacha is, as we've been learning, that you don't have to take off Trumas and Maisris until it was nigmar malachta, until it was completely processed. However, if somebody took off truma from produce before it was completely processed, that act is considered halachically valid. Not only is that halacha that's completely valid, but at that point, you would not be allowed to eat from that fruit, even though it's loy nigmar malachta. Even though it hasn't been completely processed, you can't eat from that fruit, even an achilas arai, until you take off all the maisers that the halacha requires you to take off. Omar, truma cover. Truma, taking off truma, even though you weren't obligated yet to take off the truma, makes you be mechuyev in maiser. So if you say that truma has that ability, certainly Rabbi Elazar is going to hold Shabbos, which, as we said at the beginning of our shir, and we discussed in the previous shir, that the Torah Kedoshah says the Karasol Shabbos Oynig has a chshivas that any fruit that was designated for Shabbos is mechuyev in Trumas and Maisris, and remains that way even after Shabbos. However, the Chachamim would disagree with Rebbe Elazar and say that just because you took off Truma doesn't mean you're mechuyev to take off all the other Maisris. We could say that just like they disagree with Rebbe Elazar regarding the halacha of Truma, so too will they disagree with Rebbe Elazar regarding Shabbos. And they will hold that food that I wanted to use on Shabbos doesn't become a chuyev maiser if it was loy nigmar malachtam. So even though we have been able to prove that Shabbos kavas, even by fruits shloim nigmar malachtem, we don't know that that's the halacha, because the Rabbanon don't necessarily agree with Rebbe Lezer. Now the Gemara wants to teach us where do we see this machloikis, if the removal of truma makes that there should be a chiv of meisers, the Tanan, the Mishnah in Masech the Meisers Perik Beis Mishnah Dal teaches us Peirus Shatama Atchloy Nigmar Malachdan. That somebody took off Peirus, took off truma from Peirus that were not yet Nigmar Malachdan. Rebbe Lezer Ois Lachem Menaroi. Rebbe Lezer says you may not eat from that fruit anymore in Achilas Sarai until you take off the Meisers. The Chamim Matirim. And the explanation in Rebbe Lezer is because the fact that the person took off the trumas, that shows that as far as he's concerned, this is the way the Sefer Mishnah Rishona and Masechta the Meisters explains Rebbe Lezer's opinion, that shows that to him, it's Nigmar Malachdan. Because why would he take off Trumas and Meis? Why would he take off Trumas if it's not Nigmar Malachdan? Obviously, as far as he's concerned, it's already Nigmar Malachdan. Toshma Misefer. So Gemara wants to bring a raya that Shabbos Kavas Lemaiser, even by Perish Loi Nigmar Malachdan, from our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah the Machloikus Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Chachom at the end of the Mishnah. Rebbe Lezer's opinion was that as soon as the person says, I'm going to take from this muksa, from this area, fruit, and eat them on Shabbos, that's enough that they should be considered no longer muksa, they should be considered designated for Shabbos. The Chum held that that is inadequate. The Chum he has to designate and say, these are the fruits, designate specific fruits and say, I'm going to eat these fruits on Shabbos. And the Mishnah says that the reason it's potter from ice on Shabbos, time there are Shabbos feasts, because it's a Shemitah year, and in the Shemitah year, there's no Meiser. The Laba Asurihu, Habashashne Shvuah, another year, the Vene Asurininhu, that would be Mechuyiv, that there is a Chiv Meiseris. Asurim, those fruits may not be eaten until you take off Trumas and Meiseris. My Tama, why? L'shem the Shabbos cover. We see that as soon as the fruit was designated for Shabbos, even though it wasn't, they weren't Nigra Malachtan, even though our Mishnah is talking about fruit, that's Loi Nigmar Malachdan, because the fruit in our Mishnah is in the Muksa, which is fruit that's not yet Nigmar Malachdan, yet the halacha from our Mishnah is that if it wasn't the Shemitah year, you would not be allowed to eat from that fruit because it's not, because you designated it for Shabbos, even though it's Loi Nigmar Malachdan. Says the Gemara, Loi. That's not the way to necessarily explain our Mishnah. Shani Hassam, Kivan the Amma Makan Vat Karan the Oichel Amacher. And our Mishnah wasn't just that he wants to eat that fruit. He went much further. He very much designated that fruit. That's why Kavaleh. But under other circumstances, it wouldn't necessarily be the opinion of the Chachamim that's Mechuyiv in Meiser just because I ate it on Shabbos. Yochi asked the Gemara, if the point of our Mishnah is that the fact that he went so far out of his way and designated specific fruit, that's why the halacha is that it's mechuyev and maestros and it's not, can, and then that will remain forever. Yochi, mayir Shabbos. So why does that halacha have to do, why is that limited to Shabbos? Afil b'chol nami. We should have said during the weekday also, if you went so far as to designate specific fruit to be eaten, that should show that it's mechuyev and maestros. Why are we speaking specifically about Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, Hakamashma, because the Mishnah wants to teach us the other din that we learned. The Tevin Muchelhu Eitzel Shabbos. Because as we've been learning, as we discussed in our previous year, and as we learned so many times, Baruch Hashem, in our Masechta, that on Shabbos and Yontif, one should not take off Trumas and Maestros. So if you took this fruit, and you designated it, not only did you designate it, but you designated it to the degree that the Rabbanim wanted us to designate it. You specified certain fruit, so why still would it not be muksa? You're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisris, and you haven't taken off the Trumas and Maisris. The answer we gave in the previous year is, because b'di'evid, if one took off Trumas and Maisris on Shabbos, it's valid. Because Shem'ova v'tiknoi m'sukin. And that's what the Mishnah wanted to teach us, that halacha. So we can't bring a raya that Shabbos is kvas, even a perish loy lag malachdom. The reason our Mishnah is because he made a very serious designation. But if you didn't have that serious designation, just because you took some of that fruit and you ate it on Shabbos, doesn't mean that the rest of the fruit, if it's loy nigra malachdom, is mechuyev and trumas and maisers. We learned earlier that according to Rebbe Lezer, that Rebbe Lezer, however, holds that Shabbos is kvas lemaiser, even by perish loy nigra malachdom. Ask the Gemara verminu. How can we say, because if we learned the reasoning for Rebbe Lezer was, if he says the fact that if Rebbe Lezer said that truma, taking off truma is from fruit that wasn't nigra malachdom, is kvas lemaiser, certainly Shabbos should have that ability as well. But ask the Gemara, how can we say that that is the opinion of Rebbe Lezer? There's another Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us Masechta Trumas Perikhes, Mishnah Gimel. If somebody was eating from a cluster of grapes that wasn't yet Nigmar Malachdin, because in those days, grapes were typically used to make wine. So at this point, if they're just in the grape form, then fresh grapes, they're not Mechuyiv in Trumas and Maisers. V'nichnas Megina L'chatzar, and as he's eating from those grapes, he walks from his yard into his chatzar. Rebbe Lezer Yigmar, he's allowed to eat continue eating that fruit without taking off maisers. The fact that he walked into the chatzar doesn't mean that now I must take off maiser. Rebbe Shua Imet Lo Yigmar, and Rebbe Shua says that no, once you walked into the chatzar, you have to take off. So bringing into the chatzar fruit that this is what your intention to eat means that you can't eat it without taking off maisers. Another case, he was eating from a cluster of grapes, the chashke b'leil Shabbos, and he was eating it Friday afternoon, and now became Shabbos. Rebbe Lezer, Yigmar. Rebbe Lezer says you could finish eating your cluster of grapes, that even though it's Shabbos, since it's loy nigmar malachdan, it's not mechuyev. Rebbe Shua Emet Lo Yigmar, because it's Shabbos. Because it's Shabbos. So we see from here that the fact that it's already Shabbos doesn't mean that I have to take off Trumas and Maisris. The opposite of what we just said was the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. Answers the Gemara. Hasam, there is a different explanation. K'riktani tani, Rebbe Nosa, I'm a loy k'shem Rebbe Lezer Yigmar. When Rebbe Lezer says that you can finish b'chatzir Yigmar, doesn't mean that you can walk into the chatzir and eat that, continue eating without taking off Maisris. What he meant to say was, if you want to continue eating from that cluster of grapes, make sure to walk back out of the chatzar. And like Shem Rebbe Lezer Yigmar, when he's speaking about Shabbos, doesn't mean that you're allowed to eat them on Shabbos. What he meant to say was, wait for Matzah Shabbos, and then Yigmar. But indeed, on Shabbos, you would not be allowed to eat. The reason for being was that Shabbos is kvas lemasa. We learned earlier that if tinoikis put away teinim on erev Shabbos, the halacha is you may not eat them matzah Shabbos. So we see that waiting till matzah Shabbos is not effective. So Rashi explains that there it's different. There they were designated for Shabbos food. Since the way they were designated as Shabbos food, that's why on Matzah Shabbos I can't eat them even without taking off Maiser, even though it was Loy Nigmar Malachdan. Here, they weren't specifically designated as Shabbos food, and that's why it's different. Or Taisa says maybe there it's talking about food that was already Nigmar Malachdan. Here, it's about food that is not Nigmar Malachdan, and therefore it's different. So, some connect this discussion that we just had between Rashi and Tosfos and explaining the opinion of Rebbe Lezer to the question about Sukkah. The Mishnah Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chof Hei Amar Aleph, says that one can eat an achila sarai on sukkahs outside the sukkah. Because Abaya, as he explained, as the Gemara explained in Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, holds that only a meal consisting of more than a kebaya bread is substantial enough to require a sukkah. A snack, which is only has a kebaya bread or less, is considered insignificant and can be eaten outside the sukkah. The Shibayla Leket says that eating an informal meal consisting of kezias or less of bread is permitted outside the sukkah only on Chol HaMoed, when one is not obligated to eat bread. However, on the first day of Yontif, or on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, when eating bread is mandatory, even a small portion of bread is considered an achilas kva and requires a sukkah. Shulchan Aruch says that the minimum amount that you have to eat in the sukkah is the same on the entire sukkahs. It has to be more than a kebaya, even on Yontif and even on Chol HaMoed. The fact that it's Yontif doesn't change the shear. And the question is, even though Shabbos is different, this Shabbos and Yontif are not necessarily the same. Says the Gemara, Kiyasu Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Shabbos vechad Truma vechad Chatzar vechad Mekach, fruits that you did business with them, Kula Ein Kovim, all of them are not Mechuyiv and Truma Semais, don't make a Chiyiv Meisar, Ela B'Davish and Nigma Melachdan, unless the fruit were completely processed. Even if they weren't completely processed, the halacha is that they're not Chuyiv and Truma Meisar. And as the Rishonim point out, this is different than what we've just been learning, and that Shabbos is Koveya. And the Rishonim respond, there's a difference between if it was designated, as we keep on learning, to be eaten on Shabbos. Fruit that was designated to be eaten on Shabbos is Koveya Lemaisa. But if it wasn't designated for Shabbos, then it's, even though it was eaten on Shabbos, it's not Choyev Maisris. Shabbos, says the Gemara, this that we're learning, that Shabbos is not Koveya, unless it was Nigmar Malachdan, says Mar Lefukim the Hillel, is to say that we don't pass like Hillel. The Tanya, Hama Peiris Mimakal Lamakar, Liktsois, if somebody gathers fruit in different places to dry them, V'kiddush Alei Mayoyim, and now Shabbos comes, Amar Yudah Hillel Atzmai Oyser, Hillel says you may not eat from those fruits without taking off Maaser, even though it's not Nigmar Malachdan. For as we just explained, his intention was to leave this fruit to be dried. So the fact that he is showing that he's intending to leave him to dry, so it shows that it's not Nigmar Malachdan. Still, Hillel says that Shabbos, you have to eat them, you have to take off Maaser, even though it's like Nigmar Malachdan. The Chum disagrees, and the Chum hold that unless it was Nigmar Malachdan, and we're paskening here, like the Rabbi Yochanan is telling us, the halach is like the Chumim, again, since it wasn't specified as Shabbos food. Chatzar, that taking something into the Chatzar doesn't mean that you're mechuyev in Maisris unless it was Nigmar Malachdan. Lefukim mid Rabbi Yochanan, we want to learn that the halach is not like Rabbi Yochanan, the Tanan. Hamaver te'ena b'chatzer liktzois, if somebody brings figs into his chatzar to dry them and make them into cake and make them into cakes of figs, b'ana b'nei b'yisa oichel min arai, his family can eat from their fruit achilas arai or p'turim min amaisa, and there's no chiyiv maisa. But when we learned the b'risa about that case, we learned Rabbi Yaakov mechayiv. Rabbi Yaakov says it is chayiv maisa, because you brought it into the chatzur, even though it was loy nigrim malachtai. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Piter, because even though you brought it into the chatzur, but it was loy nigrim malachtan, and you're not eating them in a achilas kva fashion, you put them. Truma, that truma is not kveil maisa, is not like what Rabbi Lezer taught us earlier in our shiur today. Lefukim ad Rabbi Lezer taught us peir the Tanan. Perish Yitam Nat Shaloi Nigmar Malachdan, that somebody took off Truma from fruit before it was Nigmar Malachdan. Rabbi Lezer says once you took off truma. By taking off truma, you're showing that for you it's nigra malachton, and therefore you're not allowed to eat from it. And the chachamim hold its mutter. The Gemara now will begin to discuss a situation where you bought produce from Amaretz. A person Amaretz is a person who didn't accept upon himself chavrus, who did not accept upon himself to keep all the halachas of trumas and maisus properly. And Chazal taught us, as we often learn in Shas, that if one buys produce from such an individual, that produce is called demai, and we have to take off trumas and maisus. Mekach, the halacha is the mekach is not mechuyv and maisus only by something that you had gemar malacha. The Ketanya, the Brisa teaches us, that somebody bought these figs from Amaretz, but Mokum Shiroi B'nei Adam Darsim. Most people dry the figs. The halacha is, Oichel Men Aroi, you're allowed to eat from the Aroi, even though you went through a transaction. The fact that they went through a transaction, since it's not Nigmar, they're not dried yet, you're allowed to eat them in Achilles Aroi without taking off Meiser, or Master and Demai. And when you take them off, You have to take off Meiser like the Mai. The halacha is, when you buy produce from an Amaretz, the halacha is, you have to take off Meiser, but you don't have to take off Truma. And there are two reasons why you don't have to take off Truma, even though, as we just said a moment ago, they were concerned that the Amaretzim did not take off Meisers. One is because Midaraisa, Chita Achas Pateres Sakri. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of truma, you could fulfill it even the most minimum amount. So the Amaretzim just take off a small amount for truma, and it's not an issue anymore. Moreover, as we've learned, if the iser for a zor, for somebody who's not a kohen truma, for somebody who's tamei truma, is a very serious iser. It's a chi misa b'dei shemayim, and therefore Amaretzim were very careful in taking off trumas. And the halacha here, therefore, is you have to take off Meiser, which they were concerned they didn't take off. We don't have to worry that they didn't take off Truma. And says the Gemara, by learning this Braisa, we learn many halachas. Shmamina Tlas, we could learn from this, we could extrapolate from this three halachas. Shmamina, Mekach Enek Kavas, that there's no chiv of taking off Meiser, even though this produce was part of a business transaction. Only by something that was nigra malachta. And here, even though it went through this transaction, it's not considered mechuyev meiser because it's not nigra malachta. But it's very interesting. The Rishonim point out that even though it wasn't nigra malachta, and even though because it wasn't nigra malachta, there's no chiyev meiser, they still took off truma. Not only did they, but even Amaretzim took off Truma as soon as it was ready to take off. Vishvamina, furthermore, we learned, we could rely that most Amaretzim take off Meiser. Because if we cannot assume that, then why is it only being treated as a Chumra? Why is it only being treated as the Mai? It should be, we should have to take it off. So from here we see, we only have to take off the Meiser, we don't have to take off the Truma. Even though that when we receive these produce is before Nigra Malachtan, and therefore since it was before Nigra Malachtan, we would assume that the Maratzim did not take off Truma, we see how strict they were about Truma, and that they took off the Truma even though it wasn't Nigmar Malachtim. Lefuki Mahada Tanan, this is contrary to what was learned in the Mishnah Masech, the Maisus Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. Hamach Lepeirsim Chaveroi, if somebody exchanges fruit with somebody else, Lechol, Vezel Lechol, this person intends to eat them, and the other person intends to eat them, Zel Lektsois, but one intends to use it out for drawing, the zelektzois, and the other person for drawing, zelecho, the zelektzois, in all of these cases, chayiv, each one of them has to take off maisrus. This Tana obviously holds that once they are part of a business transaction, even though it's like nigrum malachdon, the mechuyev in trumas and maisis. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Lechol chayif, if indeed you took him to buy, so to eat. So since you took it to eat, it's obviously nigrum malachdon, and if it's nigrum malachdon because you're not going to do any more processing with it, it's mechuyev and maisis. But if your intention is litzois to take him out for drawing, then you potter because that's. Since it's not nigma malachton, and you're only going to eat it, and achilas sarai, the halacha is that you're not mechuyev to take off trumas and maisrus. The truth is, even if you're going to eat achilas kva midaraisa, you're not mechuyev in maiser because if it's not nigma malachton, and your intention is still to dry it, but midrabanon. Any time you're going to eat an achilas kva, we've learned many times, you're mechuyev to take off maisa. Hanul lachamevi, hanul lachamevi, hanul lachamevi. Teaches us the Mishnah Meshilim Peiros derech aruba b'yontif. Somebody has wheat or barley that he put out on his roof that they should dry. And he now sees that it's going to rain and he doesn't want to leave him out to get ruined. So even though, as we've learned so many times, the halacha on Yontif is that we're concerned about tircha, here the fruit, we're going to be lenient and allow them to be thrown down the chimney to be able to save them from getting ruined. But the Meiri says that the fruit that we're eating here is fruit that is edible. Because if the fruit that we were eating here were not edible, then the halacha is that they would be muksa. And obviously, something that's muksa, we can't move. Avloi b'Shabbos. B'Shabbos, we're much more machmer, and therefore, we can't allow them to be thrown down the chimney in Shabbos, because even the most minimal type of tircha, the halacha is osur on Shabbos. Unless the halacha is that you're going to eat those fruit, and then you would be allowed to eat that. The question is, and this is an important point that the Rabbi Chanan Vasma makes in this Gemara. We've learned that the Mishnah, the halacha is, Misan and Tanas Chaloyim b'Shabbos. If somebody had a bad dream, and because he had a bad dream, he wants to fast on Shabbos, then the halacha is that we allow him to fast. So why, over there, if that, because that's for him an Oinik Shabbos. Him fasting under these circumstances is an Oinik Shabbos. So if that's the case, why isn't the same halacha over here, asks Rabbi Chanan. The person sees the rain ruining his produce. It's certainly a terrible agmas nefesh. So why can't we be lenient for Oinik Shabbos? So he says there are different types of situations. Here, when we're throwing down the peiros, even though he's doing it to avoid, for him, it's an Oinik Shabbos, it's an Agvas Nefesh to see his produce get ruined. But by throwing it down the chimney, it's an Uvda Dechol. And on Shabbos, we're Machmer on an Uvda Dechol. Continues the Mishnah, Mechasim Peiros B'Kelim B'Nei Delaf, somebody who has fruit in his house, and there's a leak in his house. The halacha is, he could cover them up. V'chein Kadi Yayim V'Kadi Shemen, that he's worried he has barrels of wine, worried or barrels of oil, that he's concerned are going to get ruined, the halacha is he could cover them. The Miri points out, this halacha that we're allowed to cover them is only in a situation where I have no way to move them. But if I had an opportunity to move them, then I would not be allowed to take a keli because of the dripping on them. V'chein, similarly, if somebody has some rain dripping into his home on Shabbos, the halacha is he could bring a keli, and the Gemara is going to explain what the issue is. He could bring a keli to catch that rain. I saw an interesting shaila that the Paiskim ask, if somebody has svarim or other objects in his roof, and he's worried that there's a rain and there may be a leak in his roof, is he allowed to take them out on Yontif and Shabbos? So the Paiskim say that everything that could be that when our Mishnah was lenient Our Mishnah, and this is really the vart that we learned that the Meiri said, our Mishnah was lenient by food. It could be specifically by food, but midah d'achila, when we speak about food, that's where Chazal were a little more lenient. But when we're talking about Sfarim, which are not food items, even though, of course, it's a concern to him, maybe Chazal were not lenient in allowing it to be moved. Itmar. So our Gemara begins with a discussion. What is the proper word in our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Rav Nosson. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rav Nosson. Chatani Mashilin. The word to use in our Mishnah is Mashilin. V'chatani. And the other one says Meshchilin. That the proper word is Mashchilin. Amma Mazutra. Comments Mazutra. Man the Tani Mashilin Amishtabish. The one who had that the proper girsa of our Mishnah is Mashilin is correct. A man that tani mashchilin, and the one that says that the wording of our Mishnah is mashchilin loy mishtabish, and he explains why. Man that tani mashchilin loy mishtabish. The pasuk says in Teichach and Parshas Kisavai, v'seisim yilcha b'chol gvulecha v'shemen loysosu ki yishal zeisecha. We see that the olives will fall off the tree before they ripen, and the word used is yishal. Man the Tani Mashchilin Le Mishtabish, the Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Bechoris, speaks about what is a mum by Bechor, which we discussed earlier in our Masechta. A Bechor that has a mum is not be able to be brought as a carbon. And the Mishnah says, Ashochel Vakosel. Those are in the category of what the Torah calls a Sarua. And the Mishnah explains what is a Shochel, Shenishmita Yerechai, that its thigh was dislocated. Kosol is echemir chesea gvoy mechaverta. One is higher than the other. So we see when something is dislocated, it's the word shochel is used. Amar Rav Nachman Bayitzk mandatani mashirin. And if there's somebody who's going to use the word mashirin in our Mishnah, also like mishtabish, is also not making an error. Mandatani mashirin. And if somebody's going to say use the word mashirin, it also will like mishtabish. Mandatani menashirin, also loy mishtabish. All of these words have the same meaning. And the Gemara tells us from where. Mandatani menashirin loy mishtabish, because the Mishnah teaches us regarding a nazir. Rav Shmuel oimen nazir lo yochav roish ba'adama. We know a nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. So the Mishnah Masech, the nazir, daf mem bezom and aleph teaches us, a nazir may not wash his hair with earth, neshemeshir es asar. It causes the hair to go out. So we see that removing something from its place, you could use the word meshir. Man detani mashchirin loy mishtabish. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masech, the Kalim, Peri Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph, speaks about Kalim, as we've discussed many times, amakabal tama, hashachar. If you have a scissor where the handle of the scissor is not connected to the sharp part of the scissor, hazug shasafarim, the scissors that are made out of two parts, and the two parts of the scissor are disconnected, api shenechleku, even though they're disconnected, tmeim, they're still mekabel tuma, because they can be used even though they're not, even though it's disconnected from its handle, even though the two parts of the scissor are disconnected from each other. So we see, why? Because, so we see that it's called shochar, the scissor, the razor is called shochar because it removes the hair. Here too, we're talking about removing the fruit. Man detani manshirin loy mishtabish, that na misha nashu kelev b'mayim, if somebody's clothing fell into the water, mehal on Shabbos, that kuf men vav amabez, mehalchbam, he could walk in those clothing and they'll dry by themselves, v'ena chayshish, and we need not be concerned that somebody's going to think that you washed your clothing on Shabbos, which of course is a malacha of kibbutz. Inami mehada tanan, Ezo Leket, the Mishnah Masech the Pei Peregdal Mishnah Yud teaches us, we know that one of the Matnas Anim is Leket. What is the definition of Leket? I'm not sure, B'shas Ktsira, anything that falls while you're cutting the grain. So again, you see the word Noisher, you see the word Noisher could be used in that application.